This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The funeral of South Africa's anti-apartheid icon, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, has been set for January 1st, his foundation has announced. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate and veteran of South Africa's struggle against apartheid died Sunday at the age of 90, the presidency said. The foundation said in a statement, quote, "While arrangements for a week of mourning are still in their infancy," end quote, the period would lead to the Archbishop's funeral January 1st in Cape Town. Reaction continues to pour in from around the world. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tutu followed his spiritual calling to create a better, freer, and more equal world. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, quote, "During the darkest days of apartheid, he was a shining beacon for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance," end quote. Queen Elizabeth II called Tutu, quote, "a man who tirelessly championed human rights in South Africa and across the world," end quote. U.S. Airlines canceled nearly 1,200 flights Sunday as COVID-19 thinned out the number of available crews, while several cruise ships had to cancel stops after outbreaks on board, upending the plans of thousands of Christmas travelers. Commercial airlines had canceled 1,171 flights into or out of the United States by mid-afternoon, according to a tally on flight tracking website FlightAware.com. At least three cruise ships were forced to return to port without making scheduled port calls after COVID-19 cases were detected on board, according to multiple media reports. It was the third straight day of pain for Americans traveling over the holiday weekend. This is VOA News. Iran has banned the entry of travelers from Britain, France, Denmark, and Norway for 15 days as part of curbs following the discovery of the highly transmissible Omicron variant of COVID-19 in the Middle East's worst-hit country. State television said Sunday a similar ban imposed in late November on travelers from South Africa and seven neighboring countries was also extended for 15 days. Health authorities also indefinitely halted land travel to neighboring Turkey, a popular tourist destination, the broadcaster said. Iran is the pandemic's epicenter in the Middle East. The Palestinian Health Ministry said Sunday it had identified the first case of the Omicron coronavirus variant in the Gaza Strip. The carrier is a Gaza resident who was infected within the coastal territory, a ministry official told a news conference. Kosovo's health ministry said Sunday it had registered its first 9 cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant in the Balkan country. The ministry said that out of 22 people who tested positive to COVID-19 in the past 10 days, 9 had been identified as Omicron variant. The ministry said 2 of them came from the United States, 2 from the UK, 1 from France, and 4 other cases were Kosovoans who had not traveled outside the country. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg has sought a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council next month and contacted Moscow to secure its attendance, an alliance spokesperson said Sunday. Stoltenberg has, on several occasions in recent months, offered to resume dialogue with Moscow through this body, set up in 2002, but currently inactive because of the conflict in Ukraine. But Russian authorities have not responded favorably. NATO has consistently denounced Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Earlier this month, Moscow presented the West with sweeping security demands, saying NATO must not admit new members and seeking to bar the United States from establishing new bases in former Soviet republics. The January 12th meeting is the first proposed by Stoltenberg since Moscow made its demands. A 5.4 magnitude earthquake struck off the Greek island of Crete Sunday, the Athens Observatory said in a statement, with no damage yet reported. The quake had a depth of 10 kilometers, with an epicenter in the sea 45 kilometers south of the island of Kassos near Crete, the observatory said. In the same area, another quake of 5.2 magnitude struck at a depth of 9 kilometers, again with no damage reported. And this day in history in 2000, Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed into law bills restoring the music selected by Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin as Russia's national anthem. By remote,